We'll open up for everyone to take it. I mean, just, you know, you guys obviously had a big win on Sunday, and you come out here maybe a little slow, but after that, just really kind of put it to them. Just, you know, what did this win mean to you guys, just to be able to have not a bit of letdown at all?
Let's go for us. You know, we're on this winning streak, and we're doing everything we can to keep it rolling. You know, we got tough opponents every week. You know, Air Force is not an easy team to play. So we really had to focus in the short turnaround we had. But we played good tonight. We were really proud of ourselves.
Coach Rice talked about kind of like a Rubik's Cube. They're really tough to solve, especially, you know, offensively. But you guys played really good defensively tonight. What was the difference in terms of what you guys did, Jim?
We just came in with the mindset of we're not going to let them beat us with their offense that they normally kill teams with. And our coaches did a good job preparing us for their offense. And we just guarded them very well today.
You know, back to his question about the letdown game, I mean, Coach Rice said we're going to see how mature they are. We're going to kind of see what they're made of in this game to be able to put the last game behind them with the crowd and everything and come out tonight and do it again. What does this say about you guys? You're able to, you know, put that behind you and still stretch it out to 8 games here with this win?
Just that we're mature, you know. Like, we don't really take into account, you know, if there's going to be a big crowd or a small crowd. You know, at the end of the day, there's 5 of us on the court, the rest of the team's on the bench, coach is coaching, and that's all we need. And so we had a game plan, and we executed it well.
David, to get out there and, you know, get some buckets, and yeah. I know when you guys played against Air Force last time, didn't play a lot of the big guys, but tonight obviously it seemed to work out pretty well.
Right, yeah. I mean, I knew I'd be able to get an opportunity tonight to go in and play, so I just tried to make the most out of it, and our game plan was to try to get it inside all night. And so, you know, coaches had a lot of confidence in me, you know, because I've been working really hard at it, and I knew my time would come, so it was good to see it, you know, show up out there on the court.
Hey, James, take us through the play where you banged your shoulder up a little bit.
I was guarding my man, and I got screened up, and then somebody else came off of the screen, and my arm was out, so it, like, popped back a little bit. I'll be all right.
Rob, and you without, you know, just Montego wasn't out there tonight, Mikey wasn't out there. I mean, does a guy like you kind of consciously say you need, you know, you want to step up because you maybe play a few more minutes? I mean, do you think about that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, I know I'm going to play more. That's evident just because those are 2 guards that we lose. And with everyone being injured, we're just a little bit short on the guards right now, it seems like. So we've all had to move positions around a little bit, learn plays from different spots and things like that. But I'm not necessarily trying to do more. I'm just, you know, doing what comes.
Also, we talked a little about the letdown, but I mean, the fact that, you know, you guys had a few guys out tonight. You know, another thing about this team is being able to kind of roll with the punches and just still come out there and play a good game.
Yeah, you know, I think we've done a really good job of that. I mean, obviously, we've lost Drimmick. Derek's been hurt throughout the season. Nick's been hurt throughout the season. It seems like everyone's had something. All of us are a little bit fluey right now. But I'm really proud of everybody. We're just setting it aside and handling our business.
James, usually people say, oh, Derek only had 13. You think you guys might be in trouble some nights. But when you know, guys like these guys are stepping up, and I think, you know, with what Chandler did and also Joe, I mean, what do you say about some of these other guys that maybe usually don't get a lot of minutes or time when they're called upon, they're able to step in and produce?
Everybody's just stepping up. I mean, they know what they can do. They know what they bring to the table and things like that. It's just when their number's called, just producing. Everybody's been doing a good job at it, and everybody's been putting in the work and practice. So,
yeah, how did it feel for you? I mean, just to get out there and then get a couple like back-to-back baskets on the post move and a little hook there. I mean, how did it feel to get out there and also hit a couple shots, like you said?
I mean, it was great. So, I mean, I love the game. I've been loved playing, and you know, especially with my teammates and being able to play a game like this where they might not have, you know. Well, our game plan was, like I said, to get it inside. So I knew that whenever I would get it, I had an opportunity to score. And I've been working on, you know, just inside doing simple stuff and over, and it's paid off. And so I'm glad, happy I can help a team any way I can.
James, can you talk a little bit about specifically what you guys do defensively that's different against Air Force, you know, with that offense?
We just sag back a little bit on, like, their non-shooters and on their shooters, both of us, like whoever's man screening and whoever's man is getting screened, we're both there on the contest, so they can't get any open threes because most teams, like, let them get a lot of open threes, and we taught ourselves we weren't going to let them get any, like, clear shots at the basket, so right, we had run them off the line and made them take 4 shots.
Rob, I was kind of similar about the defensive effort. I mean, in that first half, especially kind of set the tone, I think they shot less than 30% in the first half.
Yeah.
How much of a key was that for you guys in this game?
It was huge. Coach Henderson emphasized that, I think, last game in the first or second half, or maybe the whole game, they shot like 67%. And all those were slips for layups. And so, like Webby said, two guys in the screening action got to come together and stay below both of those guys. So they, if they're going to slip, they're going to slip right into our chest. I think that's something we took away tonight. I don't know how many they had, but it was a heck of a lot less than they had the first game. So that was something we worked on. And then also, like you said, running them off the line, and just any team taking four shots, we're going to do a lot better, obviously.
Hey, James, you guys are in second place right now in the Mountain West. Is that light kind of there at the end of the tunnel where there's like, hey, here we are, home stretch. We can win this conference flat out. What's the mindset?
It is, but we're just taking it one game at a time. Our coaches have been drilling it into us that any game is like every game is going to be a tough game. So we just got to take it one game at a time and focus on. They said in like our last film session that our next game we should just be 1-0. So we've just been sticking with that, and it's been paying off.
Let's get it here.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Cheers. Good timing.